This is Lab Medicine Rounds, a curated podcast for physicians, laboratory professionals, and students. I'm your host, Justin Kreuter, a transfusion medicine pathologist and assistant professor of laboratory medicine and pathology at Mayo Clinic. Today, we're rounding with Dr. Eric C., chair of the Department of Laboratory Medicine and Pathology at Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota. Thanks for joining us today, Dr. C.
Dr. Kreuter, thank you for inviting me. This is going to be an interesting and fun event.
Absolutely. So this episode, we're really kind of continuing this celebration of celebrating the laboratory. And so I wonder if we could kind of get into this by kicking off with, from your perspective, why is it important to highlight the presence of the laboratory in current medical practice?
I mean, it's always a good time to remind people that the laboratory is there to provide services for our patients. I think the number is bandied about that, 70% of all medical information comes from the laboratory. And so, we have a major role in providing data, actionable information to our clinical colleagues to make patient care and treatment decisions. And so with such an important role, it doesn't help, hurt to get in front of people and raise that awareness again that we are part of the care team.
Right. I like how your answer really highlights this is by maybe playing this role that it's kind of, I mean, when you say it's providing 70% of the information, that's pretty substantial. But then also to talk about it's a reminder, I guess it's easy to be always counted on to be providing these results in a timely fashion.
Certainly. And I think, well, COVID was a huge example of getting lab front and center. And I certainly raised the awareness and at other institutions I've been, the awareness that at some point in time, the laboratory touches pretty much every single patient in their journey. Not a lot of specialties that can say that, right? So one of my colleagues here says, we are involved in healthcare from cradle to grave. And that actually is to some degree true.
Yeah. So that makes me wonder, everybody I think really enjoys hearing the stories. And I'm curious about your story of how you first kind of came to understand and appreciate this extensive role that the laboratory plays in medical practice.
That's a great question. People come at it from different vantage points. And I was not one of those persons that grew up and said, oh, I understand what the laboratory does in a hospital. And that wants to be me. Or my parents were not pathologists, because we run into those types of people too. And I came at it more out of an interest in the science background. My dad was a chemist and I was a chemistry major, and I sort of gravitated towards laboratory science, but didn't really understand until really in medical school that the laboratory played an important role in medicine. And it truly wasn't until I had taken a year off from medical school and did basic science research and then came back and already then realized I really like laboratory. And I knew there was a laboratory component in hospitals. And so then I decided to do a pathology rotation, right? Because of the research I was doing, and I was on in the part of what they rotated you through was hematopathology. And that first day, I basically knew, oh, this is what I want to do. Because my research was in immunology and lymphoid biology. And, I was sitting there with a lymphoma expert. And I'm like, wow, this is really cool. And it's like the light bulb went off. And then I knew that pathology lab medicine was going to be the way I went.
Wow.
So that's a story.
I think that's a nice point to highlight then for our students that are listening about, certainly there are rotations you do in different places, but to understand that Dr. C really kind of came to it from the research angle, I think really helped kind of magnify and put things in focus. And I guess the takeaway from there is to always be open to opportunities and look to connect the dots.
Yeah, I think, have an open mind, being curious always will help you in that regard.
So, now in your role as chair of the Department of Laboratory Medicine and Pathology, you're really in a key leadership role. That's an area that maybe for other physicians, some of our physician listeners or laboratory professionals, that's a role that many aren't used to thinking about. So I'm kind of curious about how do you and your team work together to really affect patient care?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, pathology, you learn to be a leader because you have to lead within the laboratory, right? And you have to start organizing people to around common goals within the lab to raise the quality, develop the new tests. And I think as you go through your career in pathology and lab medicine, you understand that there's roles in that medical leadership of the clinical laboratory. It gets to the exact question you raise is, you know, how do you work with the team then to further the impact of laboratory practice into the clinical practice? And how do you stay abreast and work with people that stay abreast of the most recent developments? I am very brand new to Mayo Clinic. Obviously, I knew of Mayo Clinic for my entire career, but I am new here figuring out how to operate in this environment. But, you know, one thing that is immediately clear is that there are leaders in the field in pretty much every specialty in lab medicine and pathology. And these are the places where you can have a large impact by pushing the boundaries, doing innovative tests, working with a very sophisticated medical practice. And it's that kind of marriage of being on the cutting edge of technology, AI, automation to really improve patient care. And that's the focus of a place like Mayo, really sort of lends itself to that singular mission. And it's been nothing but a pleasure to be here so far.
For more laboratory education, including a listing of conferences, webinars, and on-demand content, visit mayocliniclabs.com/education.
You know, if I can put a couple of things together, I think, you know, in the earlier answer, you're talking about the important role of curiosity and always remaining curious. And then now in this answer, how are you working to affect patient care? You're talking about leadership, building bridges, pushing the boundaries, advancing innovative practice. What are your thoughts about for our maybe student listeners or young faculty that are curious and want to cultivate those skills of leadership and working in this direction? What advice do you have for them?
Well, that's a great question. I would think, as you say, be curious, have an open mind, understand, especially nowadays, that you can't do everything yourself. Working in teams becomes very fulfilling. You can always do more with a team around you than by yourself. And that, you know, particularly those interested in pathology and lab medicine as a career, is that it's so diverse. I mean, pathology and lab medicine is all of medicine. Right? We are the consultants to other physicians, and you can do almost anything in laboratory medicine, in pathology, from being a forensic pathologist to doing HLA testing to hematopathology to focusing on GI pathology to clinical microbiology. I mean, it is all of that, and you can find a niche for yourself and develop that interest. So going into pathology and lab medicine, making that decision seems like, oh, I've decided my specialty. But still, the entire world of medicine, in a way, is still open to you. And you have to decide if I'm going to specialize and what that's going to be. What do I like to do? It's a really nice place to be when you understand that possibilities remain open to you, no matter where you go in your career. I mean, leadership, lab, that kind of role is also open to you. So, yeah.
Maybe. And also, I wonder if I can flip it around to the other side and think about advice for our clinicians that are listening to this podcast. And maybe there are clinicians, hopefully if they're listening to this podcast, that they are aware of the role and thinking about the role of laboratory medicine, but they might share it with their colleagues. And so for the listener who maybe hasn't thought about the role of the laboratory in their practice, what would be your advice for how to approach building that bridge maybe more explicitly in their practice? I think maybe some clinician listeners may not understand where to start.
I would say, please reach out, contact us. We don't bite, we love. In fact, part of our pathologists oftentimes are introverted and we need to be brought up, but we are always happy to consult and lend our expertise, become integral parts of the care team. That's one area that we as a field our next big push is to become a little more integrated and front and center in the care team. One of my hobbies, and you know, is sort of lymphoma pathology. And, you know, I got involved in some clinical research groups and research foundations that deal with certain kinds of lymphoma, and it's a patient advocacy group as well. And so having pathologists get out and speak to patients is another avenue that is really satisfying, because patients are also curious about laboratory testing and their particular results. And so that's another way that pathologists may not have not traditionally been involved in part of the care team, but that's certainly was a very fulfilling exercise for me. Other pathologists actually are involved with that. Transfusion medicine people deal with more directly with patients and things like that. So I think as we, as a field, develop, you know, our next frontier is really to get a little more front and center in the care teams.
Wow. So that really leads into my final question. I was wondering if we could kind of close out. You're obviously in a very key leadership position, and you've already kind of tipped your hand a little bit for where do you see the future of the laboratory? Where is the laboratory headed? If you could elaborate a little bit for us.
Yeah, that's a great question. Yeah, I maybe alluded to a little bit. That was a good segue, I guess. As we move forward in information, because I think at the end of the day, yes, we're doing all these testing. Our laboratories are generating, like we said, you know, a large chunk of the information being used to treat patients. But at the end of the day, it's information, right? And so how do we leverage that information in new ways to add to the diagnostic decisions? We're even talking, you know, as you may know, Mayo Clinic has been digitizing its entire glass archive for over millions of slides, which is great. But at the end of the day, okay, so now we've just put the information there. Now, what we need to do is figure out how to unlock that information and get new data from the archival image data that we have. And that's certainly one of the new frontiers, you know, leveraging, you know, AI, machine learning, digital pathology on one side, helping to automate things. And then on the other side is just, as I just mentioned, getting the people and the lab professionals more front and center in the care teams with that new information that we bring, right?
Right. And I almost, as I hear you listen to your answer there, it makes me think about meaning making is kind of the phrase that kind of pops up in my mind of, you know, we have this information, but what does this mean? And I think I really, that mission you're talking about, getting the pathologist more integrated with the care team, really resonates with me. What do you think might be our biggest challenge with that, a step forward into more of that clinic domain?
Yeah, well, I think it's part of it is workforce and kind of like keeping people interested in going into the field. You and I both know it's getting harder and harder to find people that get into the field because, you know, there's so many things people could be doing. And how do we make sure that people understand there's this super interesting career path that is contributing to health of the population, and how do we keep those people interested? And then how do we continue to develop the skill sets that we need in terms of information management and computational pathology, which is kind of the new buzzword, right? And build those skill sets into the training program so that we can continue to grow as a specialty. I think those are things that we will be trying to figure out over the next coming, you know, decade.
Well, that's a great way to close out. That makes my medical educator heart go pitter-patter to hear you bring in the close. Where is the laboratory going to talking about the people in our community of practice and how we're training them? Thanks so much for joining us, Dr. C.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you to the audience for joining us. We invite you to share your thoughts and suggestions by email. Please direct any suggestions to mcleducation@mayo.edu and reference this podcast. If you've enjoyed Lab Medicine Rounds, please subscribe. And until our next rounds together, we encourage you to continue to connect lab medicine and the clinical practice through insightful conversations.